The sluggish economy means fewer travelers will be heading home for Thanksgiving this year, although it hasn't brought down prices. And as NPR's David Shaper reports, those who do fly will still find their flights packed.
The airline industry has been climbing its way out of a deep red hole this year. Revenue is up, but costs, especially for fuel, are up even more. Still, most commercial airlines are on track to eke out a small profit as the industry heads into its busiest period, the 12 days around Thanksgiving. But
we actually expect a 2% drop in the number of travelers taking to the skies this Thanksgiving holiday period.
Steve Lott is with the Air Transport Association.
The drop in air travel largely has to do with the state of the economy, and unfortunately, we're still seeing weak consumer confidence.
Normally, weaker demand might lead to empty seats and lower prices. Not so, says Rick Sini of FareCompare.com.
The problem is the number of seats that airlines have removed from the system year over year is much higher than 2%. So basically, planes are completely full.
And fares, he says, are going up.
We're tracking ticket prices for Thanksgiving and the Christmas holidays up about 7 to 8%.
But Sini says there are still a few deals out there, especially for those willing to fly Thanksgiving Day, and the airlines are still on track to finish the year ever so slightly in the black. David Shaper, NPR News.